Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg. Anita Stokes Thomas, my beautiful and talented co-host, is off gallivanting somewhere this week. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook on blogtalkradio.com or on my website, danschlossberg.net. Tonight, in the 336th episode of Travel with Radio, we're live from the beautiful Colony Hotel in Kennebunkport, Maine, a great place in a great location, with David Rutenberg as our guest. He's the manager of operations. David, welcome to Travel with Radio.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you for having me.
So this is a cool place and a cool location and a great place to escape the summer heat of the city. Please tell our listeners exactly where the Colony is located.
Well, we are in beautiful southern Maine, located really just 2 hours north of Boston and 1.5 hour south of Portland, Maine. So nice and centrally located, good time to come and check out our state.
Well, your summer season is coming to a close soon. Are you open Memorial Day to Labor Day, or is your season longer than that?
Our season is longer. Back in the day, in the old times, the hotel did close on Labor Day, but now we stay open until about the second week of October. Then it starts getting a little too chilly around here in northern New England.
Well, I've got to ask you, you're a canine-friendly hotel. Do you let the dog swim in the pool the last day?
Yeah, every once in a while we do. And maybe the dog, that's the one time of the year that the dogs do get to come and swim in the pool. But we take care of them the rest of the time they're here as well, even though they can't swim.
Okay, well, that's true. I'm a witness to that, and I have my dog with me, too. The Colony has several different buildings and many different room configurations. Would you please explain what they are?
Absolutely. Well, we have our main building, which is the true historic part of the property, houses 91 rooms, really runs the gamut in the room styles. Of course, like anything located on the ocean, a little more expensive if you're facing the ocean side, but we have plenty of garden side rooms with queen beds, king beds, two king beds, two queen beds, really there to fit every budget and personality. We also have a couple of outbuildings. We have two houses located on the property. One's called the Bowden House, which is the namesake for our owners, and another called the Florence House. And they're both, again, historic buildings, both with three king beds and private bathrooms.
How big is the property, how many rooms, and how old?
Wow, we're celebrating our 105th season this year, so hotel's been around for a while. The current family ownership, the Bowden family, purchased it in 1948, so we have been around for a while. We have 125 rooms total. We call them keys, but we can fit about 300 to 340 people in the hotel.
Okay. Do you have dog-designated rooms or no?
No. All of our rooms are dog-friendly. Dogs are just as important as people here.
Oh, I agree with that for sure. The Colony is a proud member of Historic Hotels of America and a founding member, according to your GM, John Martin.
Mm-hmm.
But to belong, you must be at least 50 years old and meet certain standards of excellence. So you not only do that, but you've won awards to boot. What are some of the awards you guys have won?
Well, you know, we really keep up with the historic hotel. All of our staff is really up to date on the history of the building, of the property, of the family that owns it. We, of course, have our AAA Diamond Award and numerous awards for our green hotel policies.
And you're one of the founders of that, too, I understand.
We are. First green hotel in the state of Maine.
Very nice. Congratulations on that. Sustainability is really important these days. And we're talking with Dave Rutenberg, the operations manager of the beautiful Colony Hotel in Kennebunkport, Maine. Man, that's a mouthful. And, Dave, I saw signs in several places that say the Colony is green. If somebody cares about the environment, what does that mean? Well, we just talked about that, so I'm going to move on. This is my third time as a guest at the Colony. Obviously, you get a huge amount of repeat business. Is it true some families have spent several generations here?
Oh, we see families that are here with their grandparents. The grandparents were coming when they were young. We celebrate 50th anniversaries with folks, and people that are coming and getting married remember coming here when they were young children. And they come here for their wedding, and it's really just it's a special time for families.
Well, one question that I don't have prepared, but I'm going to ask anyway, is what is your major market? Is it New England? Is it New York?
Really, we run the gamut across the whole country, but for the most part, we're talking Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, New Hampshire.
Okay, that's kind of what I figured. So it's really a drive-to destination, although you can get here by train too, right?
Absolutely. The trains come up from Boston every day, numerous times a day. We're close to the Portland airport, and as I said earlier, only about an hour and a half from Boston. So major hub right there as well.
And I know John mentioned to me this morning that he's losing a lot of staff. I guess they're going back to college. How do you recruit your staff, and what colleges are represented?
Oh, boy, we really, you know, what we are fortunate is that the kids in this town, they grew up around the hotel. They see it, and they go off to college, and they come back, and they're home, and they realize what a place to work. Right on the ocean, can't beat it.
That's great, and your staff is really well-trained. Everybody's been so nice, so I really want to recommend that aspect. And lots of people bring their dogs, as we mentioned before. Do you offer any special amenities for dogs?
Oh, well, the dogs are just as important as the people, as our guests. Our staff is very attentive. They take care of them with the water bowls. We have our biodegradable dog stations for their waste. As I said earlier, every room. They're welcome everywhere that people are welcome.
And you did one thing that I think other hotels should copy. When you have a dog, there's a slip of paper or a card in your room, and it says, please call 511 housekeeping. Schedule housekeeping when your dog is not in the room. Very good idea. I'm always worried about the housekeeper coming if the dog is alone in the room.
Right.
But she will protect the room.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, our staff is just trained to be with these animals and to treat them as they're part of the family, like we try to with all of our guests.
And you do a very good job of that. And how about amenities for people? I know you have a large heated saltwater pool and a great fitness facility. What else do you offer?
Well, I mean, really every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday down by our pool, right around sunset, you're looking at live music, which I believe you mentioned you heard earlier.
I love oldies.
Yeah. We have our gift shop. We have bicycle rentals. The beach is right across the property. So, yeah, there are plenty of things to keep people busy.
And the trolley comes right to the door, too. So you can leave your car, hop on the trolley, and take a ride anywhere you want in Bunkport.
Absolutely. You can go tour Kennebunkport, go to the beaches. The trolley comes almost every hour on the hour in the height of the season.
And we need to tell listeners that rooms in the main building have natural air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
If you need the real thing, you also have rooms in adjacent buildings that do have air conditioning. And the same goes for TV. So a holiday vacation sounds like a good time to bond with the family and cut down on the electronics. Do guests tell you that?
They do. They really, we have some guests. Of course, there's people that want to enjoy the air conditioning in the hot summer months, and some people need their TV in the evening. But there are many that love to stay in our main building that no air conditioning, no television, time to unplug from their busy lives and relax. And really, that's what we want people to come to the hotel for.
We're talking with Dave Rutenberg, the manager of operations at the beautiful Colony Hotel in Kennebunkport, Maine, and member of Historic Hotels of America. You have a fine ocean view from the Colony, but don't you also have your own beach? You do. You have to walk down a few steps to get there, right?
We do, a few steps across Ocean Ave. The beach is a New England beach. It's got a few rocks, but plenty of sand. And it's great when you don't want to go to the pool and you want to go enjoy the nice, cold, northern New England ocean.
It is a little bit crisp and chilly, but it's fun.
Right.
It's
yep.
really fun. And you can also walk out on that long jetty, which I've done a couple of times,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, and watch the boats go by, the fishing boats going in and out of the river. It's a place, again, a great place to sit, unwind, and relax.
Which is a nice segue into the Bush compound, because I did see George H.W. Bush in his motorboat close to shore waving
Mm-hmm.
Either last year or the year before. And I understand that George W. Bush is here for the summer.
He is. He's been here all summer and around in town. Once in a while, you can see them. You can see George W. or his wife anywhere around town. You never know who you're going to see and when.
And one thing that puzzled me was when I saw George H.W. Bush in his motorboat, he was followed by a raft that said U.S. Secret Service, but then it wasn't a secret.
No secret.
I guess you don't announce that. Okay. Okay, I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel with Radio with Dan Schlossberg. Anita Stokes Thomas is off this week, and she's missing a wonderful show. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel with Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. One of my favorite things about the colony is the proximity to my favorite restaurant in Maine, Mabel's Lobster Claw, a little place always packed, and the lobster comes right across the road from the lobster pan. Can't get anything more fresh anywhere, can you?
No, you really can't. Right across the street, right next to the lobster pound. Actually, that's where our restaurants are buying our lobster from as well. So it's really this is the one of the best places in town to come to for our lobster rolls, along with Mabel's, of course.
Well, I know that your GM, John Martin, says that his lobster roll is the best. I don't know what makes it the best, but he brags that if they had a lobster roll cook-off, he would win.
He does. I tend to agree with him. I do. It's a great lobster roll, and that's what people come to Maine for.
Okay, if you love lobster and lighthouses, coastal southern Maine is the place to be. Plus, there's so many nautical activities, ranging from fishing to sightseeing cruises, not to mention whale watching and lobster boat rides. What else would you recommend to guests of the colony? That's a lot to do.
That is a lot to do. Well, you know, Kennebunkport is loaded with some fantastic restaurants in the area. Plus, we're only a half an hour south of Portland, Maine, which, again, they were voted, I believe, last year for some of the best restaurants in the country. And we're half an hour north of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Again, fantastic little town, great restaurants, great sightseeing.
And let's mention the outlets. If you go north, you go to Freeport Outlets. If you go south, you go to Kittery.
Correct. Yep.
So if you're into shopping or even restaurants, they're great places to eat there, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Southern Maine has its attractions.
It definitely does. We're talking with David Rutenberg, who is the manager of operations at the Colony Hotel in Kennebunkport, Maine. One of my favorite places in the area is Cape Porpoise. There's a little lobster shack there, as well as a fancier restaurant, with picnic tables, great lighthouse views, close encounters with lobster men, and their traps. The only problem is finding a parking space. Have you been up to Cape Porpoise recently?
We have, yes. And what I love about Cape Porpoise is that it is really one of the last true working fishing villages. Kennebunkport has its share, but Cape Porpoise, is the place to go if you really want to see a lobsterman in action.
And I understand that if you go the other way and go to the main diner, you can have lobster pot pie, which Al Roker recommended a couple of times on the Today Show.
Absolutely.
Have you tried that?
I have, and we go to the main diner all the time. It's a local's favorite.
But you got to go off-peak because that place has lines. The word is out. That's on Route 1, guys, for those of you who are listening. And our listeners always like to know more about our guest, Dave, so please share where you were born, raised, and schooled, how you got into the travel hospitality industry, and how you came to Kennebunkport, and especially here to the beautiful Colony Hotel.
Well, coming to Kennebunkport is just all the reasons we've listed. It's really a great place to live. I'm originally from the New York City area, a little too busy down there, so come up here for a slower, relaxed pace of life. I went to the Culinary Institute of America, in Hyde Park, New York.
Great place. I've eaten at all the restaurants there.
Yeah, it is. They do a good job there. And, so we graduated from there, stayed in the hospitality business, and here we come into Southern Maine.
How do Travel with Radio listeners learn more about the Colony Hotel and Southern Coastal Maine?
Oh, well, of course, everybody uses the Internet nowadays.
Yes.
But feel free to call the Colony at our number or check out our website, and we can answer any questions you may have, not just about the hotel, but also about the entire area.
And the Colony number is 207-967-3331.
Yes.
That's the best number to call.
That is the best number to call.
Is there an 800 number as well?
Yes, there is. I do not have that on me.
No, they can Google it. They can Google it.
Absolutely.
Not a problem.
All of the information is also at www.thecolonyhotel.com.
Good place to look. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you would like to add? I'm sure there's a lot, actually.
Oh, there's some we could talk about the hotel in Southern Maine for hours, but I think we've covered a fair bit right now.
Well, there's so many favorites that I have about the Colony and about Kennebunkport. I love the pool area. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed earlier today you were out of towels, and within 5 minutes, a whole big load of towels showed up. That was wonderful. And you can always find a place to sit because people move. They go away. They go down to the beach. They go out to lunch, whatever, and it's fine. Even though you sold that, and I understand you've been sold out for about 2 weeks now, right?
We have been. Really, the height of our season for our leisure guests are July and August. So we are about at a 95% occupancy for those 2 months.
Wow.
Along with a wedding every weekend.
When is the bargain season?
The spring and the fall, I'm not going to say bargain, but our rates do go down.
Okay.
In the spring and the fall, but also that time of year is where we do a lot of corporate events. And weddings are pretty much every weekend. We host a wedding here as well. And again, it is really because of the location.
It's a great setting for a wedding.
Yeah, it really is.
And if you're a golfer, you can practice on the putting green.
We have the putting green, yes, 18-hole putting green. And good play. Good to get your practice in before you hit the full course.
I had to keep my dog out of there. She wanted to go play golf. It's such a great place. And listeners, if you want a scenic place, bring your camera, bring your easel. If you drive on Ocean Drive between the Colony Hotel and go down to the Busch compound, you will see people with easels painting the ocean scene, painting the Busch compound, Walker Point,
mm-hmm.
And there'll be lots of cars parked there hoping for a glimpse of a celebrity.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know that they're there. If that flag is at the top of the staff, somebody famous is there.
Absolutely, yeah. And there is always someone in residence there all summer long.
And I did hear several years ago there was a Russian summit here.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the Russian, I guess, Secret Service guys, they probably were secret, too.
Mm-hmm.
They went to Mabel's Lobster Claw, and they really chowed down on the lobster. They really enjoyed it. I heard that from the former owner, Robert Fisher, who was a friend of mine.
Yeah, and this is the place to come for it. They're not going to find our main lobster in Russia.
Right. We have to mention your breakfast buffet, a very extensive, lavish buffet. And even though the line is sometimes long to get in, it moves quickly.
It does, and we are actually one of, I'd like to think that we're some of the last hotels that are offering our full breakfast buffet with the price of your room. We don't charge anything extra for that. It's included with your stay here at the hotel.
But you can also buy dinner there.
You can buy, we have our marine room, which is located down by the pool. Fantastic sunsets, great drinks, good food. And then again, the breakfast buffet is served in our upstairs dining room.
Okay. What do you do during the winter when you guys are closed? What do you do, Dave?
We have about a staff of 145 employees in the height of the summer. We go down to a staff of 13 employees for the winter. Really, it's a lot of getting ready for the following season. We have a full-time sales staff. There's always someone from our front desk staff ready to answer the phone and answer any questions and make a reservation.
So do you go on vacation during the winter?
That's the only time we can.
I won't let you go any other time.
Exactly. Time to head someplace warm when it's cold in Maine.
Okay. All right. We've been talking to Dave Rutenberg, who is the operations manager at the Colony Hotel. And thank you so much for being my guest on Travel Watch Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And we are not done yet because I want to tell my listeners, when you're thinking about gifts for late summer birthdays or beach reading, how about my book, The New Baseball Bible, a 424-page illustrated unorthodox history of baseball. It's not only the most unusual baseball book ever published, but 424 pages for less than a sawbuck. What a deal. Order on Amazon.com today as a gift for your favorite baseball fan or even for yourself. And that is it for this edition of Travel with Radio. Next week, we will learn about the September premiere of Heading Home, a movie all about Team Israel and its continued excellence on the baseball diamond as it prepares for the 2020 Olympics and 2021 World Baseball Classic. Same time, same station, same writer, and same announcers. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg speaking also for the absent Anita Strokes Thomas, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.